Across the country this month, hundreds of museums are showcasing the unique history of African Americans. We visited a few of these sites on this program today. Our final stop takes us to the Great National Great Blacks in Wax Museum, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. Joanne Martin co-founded the museum, and she joins us now by phone from her home in Baltimore. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Oh, thank you very much.
Give us an idea of what we would see if we visited the museum. Give us a brief tour.
Well, right now you would see over 5,000 years of history, going from ancient Africa. With a coming into our lobby, you would see a life-size exhibit of Hannibal on an elephant. You would see a slave ship recreation that invites you into the hold of a cramped slave quarters to understand the struggles and of the slave ship experience. You would find wax figures that we know from history, like Harriet Tubman or a Thurgood Marshall or a Rosa Parks, but also little-known figures like a Henry Box Brown, who mailed himself to freedom in a box. Or you would find a Reggie Lewis, the basketball player, looking at our Maryland history, or a General Colin Powell, and a General Colin Powell because we unveiled his figure in 1996. You would find that very difficult periods of history are depicted. The exhibit, The Struggle Against Lynching, Lessons for Today, or And a Little Child Shall Lead Them, Black Youth in the Struggle. You would find history that is compelling, with life-size wax figures used in a way that they're not used in most wax museums to tell the serious side of history.
Why did you decide to start a wax museum?
Well, when you look at the history of people of African descent, that history has been neglected, and it's also often been a faceless history. You find yourself in a book on slavery, and perhaps you don't see yourself again, but even if you do, they're likely not to be faces to that history. So a wax museum adds a face to the history. It makes it more concrete. It makes it more approachable and real, and it provides a lesson that that other media can't do in the kind of power.
Now, I understand you started out, 10 years ago or so, with four wax figures. Who were they?
Let's see, we had Mary McLeod Bethune, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, and Nat Turner.
And where did they come from?
We found that there was a wax figure maker here in Baltimore who used a combination wax vinyl technique, so we negotiated with him, really, my husband and I, because we had no money. We set up a layaway plan with him.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband would jokingly say, when we taking money, that, well, today we're paying for an eyeball. So that was the beginning of our four wax figures that we took around the city of Baltimore, D.C., churches, schools, set up as exhibits, then brought them home to our two-bedroom apartment.
Now, I understand the figures are pretty lifelike. Mary McLeod Bethune, in fact, was introduced one day in church.
Yes, she was. The minister didn't tell the congregation that Mary McLeod Bethune, that the museum had an exhibit there. He had us to position her in the pew, and he announced to thanked us, the Great Blacks in Wax, for the exhibit. And he said, and if you look around, some of you may find that you're sitting next to someone who may or may not talk back to you. And parishioners, congregationists yelled and remarked that she had been talking to this lady and was just really getting annoyed that she hadn't answered back. It was our Mary McLeod Bethune.
If she had answered back, now there's a story.
Well, yeah, there might not have been any church that day.
Who's your next figure? Who are you going after next?
We're looking to do wax figures of Merle and Medgar Evers pretty soon. We have a surprise that I'm really not able to announce. It's going to be magnificent when we do. We are getting prepared to do the the NAACP convention. So there will be about four or five wax figures who are prominent in the civil rights movement.
Well, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Joanne Martin, co-founder of the National Great Blacks in Wax Museum in Baltimore, Maryland, and joined us by phone from her home in Baltimore. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.